Now, finally this morning, there was a bit of correspondence from Keith Brennan in our mailbox this week. He was at a bit of an unholy hoolie in Tureen Hall in Mayo, a music and dance event. Gralton Big Band supplying the music, Edwina Guchian, who else, leading the dancing.
The barking November cold of Tureen, County Mayo, I hear it before I see it. The rattle and hum snakes its way to me down Main Street. I follow the sound, slide in through double doors. The hot breath and the roar of the room roll past me into the cold. Amongst hups and roars, fiddles, banjo and accordion saw at the air. 200 souls circle one another on the dance floor, flow around themselves and each other as a rhythm gathers to a sprint. Above me, beside the door, projected under the sweat-dripping wall, the dance hall door is the gate of hell, and too many are queuing to enter. A woman hitches up the sheath of her dress, pulls up a stocking and steps back into the circling crowd. Her husband or partner, or just for the night, or it could be either one or all, slides in beside her. Afterwards, she sits beside me. Are you a matchmaker? No, I'm a writer. You'd have work tonight, boy, if you were, but you might fill a book too. I ask what tonight means to her. She stands, arms out wide to the floor, in the crease of mouth and eye, both triumph and grief. They taught us to be ashamed of our bodies, but look at what we have done. Look where we are now. They watch the circling throng of the crowd for a space to slot back in and are gone. Mid-set, a guard comes to break up the dance and fetch his daughter, a daughter trying to escape from the gravity of church and state. He barges through, battering a milk can to arrest the dance, roars at the crowd, "Eileen!" Music spills to a ragged stop. The sound now, two people's hearts breaking one another as they circle each the other. The crowd gathered close round the two actors. He cajoles. If I change, will you stay? He turns bitter, cloaks regret and threats. Is this who you choose? Protestants, good-for-nothing musicians. Eileen, you'll not beat me or defeat me. You could touch the ice that ripples in the crowd. They break in. Let her go. Leave her be. Let Eileen alone. Old stories that shape the world we dance from are now at the heart of the hall. The ghosts are invited in. For a moment, we look at one another across the dance hall divide. The Ireland that was, the Ireland that is. The music strikes again. People flurry into couples. The crowd fill the hall with themselves. A 70-something-year-old man in the corner stands. White hair, cap in hand, while talking to a friend, catches the swing of the music and pours the rhythm through his body as he chats. He is dapper, bright-eyed, has practiced grace, entirely alive in the swell of the sound. How can you tell the dancer from the dance? Never should, never could. Some tried to leave her both apart. In Tureen, they never really did.
Keith Brennan was at Edwina Guchian's Devil in the Dance Hall. The devil has all the best tunes, doesn't he?